MTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. The New Mexico Department of Transportation released a statement that in the area of Mayhill, hunters had to be rescued because their truck became buried in deep snow. The hunters were fine, but DOT officials remind everyone winter is not over yet, and snow or other weather conditions can accumulate, especially in mountainous areas. And last week, among other legislation, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham also signed into law a bill that will cause New Mexico motorists and truckers to pay higher fees and taxes on their vehicles. The provision was part of the $1.5 billion Senate Bill 2 for state road and bridge projects and includes raising vehicle registration fees by 25% and the weight distribution tax on commercial vehicles by 35%. For passenger vehicles, the fee for a one-year registration currently ranges $27 to $65, and a two-year registration costs between $54 and $124. Registration fees for trucks range from $38 to $207 for a one-year registration and from $76 to $414 for a two-year registration. The bill also imposes a new surcharge on electric vehicles and hybrid plug-ins. Fees for electric vehicles will start at $70 in 2027 and rise to $90 in 2029. Owners of hybrid plug-ins will pay $35 in 2027, with that fee increasing to $45 in 2029. The new taxes become effective January 1st. And Philip Wall was appointed the police chief of Capitan by the Village Board of Trustees and sworn into office by Judge Mickey Vega in Carrizozo on January 21st. Wall's law enforcement career began in 2005 as an officer with the Carlsbad Police Department. He earned his peace officer certification in 2007 and went to work as a deputy investigator with the Eddy County Sheriff's Department and worked there until 2012, when he and his wife moved to Capitan to be closer to her family. He then joined the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office as a deputy, and from there, the Capitan Police Department, with a brief stint at the Ruidoso Downs Police Department. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.